I think at the Department of Defense, we recognize that we are asking the U.S. Congress and the American people for a lot of money to maintain our national security. We've got to make sure every dollar counts.
And that's why Robert Hale, Undersecretary of Defense and Pentagon Comptroller, says that his boss, Defense Secretary Robert Gates, is embarking on what he calls a reform budget that would begin to trim defense spending as early as fiscal year 2012. Hale spoke to reporters via a teleconference at the Defense Logistics Agency's Enterprise Supplier Conference and Exhibition, which just concluded yesterday in Columbus, Ohio. The Undersecretary took great pains to explain that Gates' proposal is more of a reallocation of spending and strongly refutes the idea that it's a major cut.
I want to emphasize this is not designed to reduce the top line of the Department of Defense, but to reallocate funds from lower priority programs, from support activities into higher priority activities. Really began with a fiscal 10 budget with a focus on weapons. We proposed ending and successfully ended the F-22 program, canceled the VH-71 helicopter, continued in the fiscal 11 budget with a proposal to end the C-17 program and not to buy the alternate engine for the Joint Strike Fighter. In fiscal 11 and beyond, we anticipate more of a focus on efficiencies in our business operations.
That's a tall order, particularly for an organization like the DLA, which annually transacts as much as $48 billion of business. One way to do that, according to Navy Vice Admiral Alan Thompson, director of the DLA, is to sit down with those members of the contracting community.
We will pursue price reductions by as much as 10% in selected areas by providing greater focus on price reasonableness, incorporating price reduction factors in strategic sourcing opportunities, and establishing more long-term contracts. We will also be taking additional action to ensure non-conforming and counterfeit parts are not entering the Department of Defense supply chain. Actions are already in place, and we are implementing others to include improvements to traceability documentation. The Defense Logistics Agency has a zero-tolerance policy for suppliers who provide counterfeit parts. We work with thousands of suppliers, and the vast majority are above-board, honest businesses that are committed to meeting specifications outlined in our solicitations. But we must weed out those suppliers and individuals who will knowingly supply parts that don't meet specifications or counterfeit.
Thompson also says they will be tweaking DLA's enterprise business system, which will help them do a better job of demand planning and forecasting, an effort, he says, to leverage information technology to avoid overbuying or underbuying. Admiral Thompson also says they're leveraging the Pentagon's buying power to purchase in volume at a lower price by consolidating purchases across agencies, where practical, rather than approving smaller individual contracts. Thompson told Federal News Radio they've taken advantage of the DLA conference in Columbus over the last 2 days to speak to suppliers one-on-one about what's ahead.
We've been fortunate enough to gather more than 2,500 of our Defense Logistics Agency suppliers here in Columbus. I would say that there certainly has been notice that the environment is changing, and that, as I characterized it, since 9/11, the Defense Logistics Agency has been focused on being a highly effective supporter to our military services and the armed forces, and also an efficient supporter. But candidly, the balance has been a bit more on being effective. I think that given the change in the environment that we're now experiencing, we're going to redouble our efforts to become even more efficient while sustaining the force in a very effective manner. So I think that was taken aboard. Certainly there is some level of concern, because anytime that the environment changes, there's going to need to be some adjustment that takes place. But we will work in a very collaborative manner with our suppliers.
Well, I think, first of all, the efforts to reach out to the vendor community are essential, and they deserve a lot of credit for that.
For some perspective, we turn to Stan Soloway, president of the Professional Services Council in Arlington, an industry group representing companies providing goods and services to the federal government. He acknowledges the change is in the air, both for the Pentagon and the companies that do business with DOD.
And I think everybody who's been following the federal budget, not just DOD, but the federal budget at large, knows that the budget is under tremendous and almost unprecedented strain, and DOD is no exception, and therefore, as Secretary Gates has made clear over the last few weeks, there are going to be some aggressive efforts taken across the department to find ways to save money and reduce unnecessary cost. I think what we heard coming out of Columbus, because there are a lot of details that aren't yet evident either to DLA or to their vendor community, I mean, I think there's a lot of work to be done, offers a great opportunity in many ways to collaboratively look at particularly significant contracts that DLA has providing services or even products to try to find areas where there's non-value-added business processes, where there's costs in the process that are driven either by the customer or by the nature of what's being bought, where you can find efficiencies. I think it's a collaborative process. There's real opportunity here, and that's very often done in the commercial world where companies get together with their vendors and try to find ways that they can squeeze cost out of production or out of delivery because of the pressures of the marketplace.
Soloway goes on to say that he doesn't want to see DLA impose arbitrary across-the-board 10% price reductions in most contracts, saying such a move would tend to penalize companies that are already efficient but operating on very narrow profit margins. I asked Soloway what kind of guidance he's giving the PSC member companies during this time of change and uncertainty.
We, with our companies, member companies, have submitted dozens of recommendations to Dr. Carter, the Undersecretary for Acquisition, around the whole acquisition initiative that he has underway to drive efficiency and finding ways to reduce costs. And second, I think for individual companies with individual customers, it's really important for the companies to be very proactive with their customers and to help them identify areas in which costs can be reduced. It may be that there are things that the companies are doing that can be eliminated that are non-value-added and save some money for the customer. There may be other things driven, as I said, in the process itself, business processes, other contract requirements, and so forth, that really add no value. And the degree to which the companies can proactively work with their customers to help them find ways to reduce costs, I think, is all to the good.
That's Dan Soloway with the Professional Services Council. Reporting from Washington, I'm Max Kakis. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.